I've ever noticed before. But what he's saying is, if I want to live in the Holy Spirit's abiding presence every moment of every day, I can't make him that delicate. That every time a little thing happens, I'm just waylaid. You know, what does he say? To be tossed and turned, tossed to and fro, you know, by the sea? You can't be like that. I mean, how are you going to feel the abiding presence of the living God if every time a phone call comes in that you don't like, or the bank statement comes in that you don't like, or another bill comes in that you don't like, or you had a couple of words with your husband you didn't like, and there you are. You're gone again.
Yeah.
And he's showing me that that's what human beings do. And you know, that is probably the basis of why faith peters out. Because today I heard him say, nothing will move without faith. We don't like that, because we don't, we love grace, and it is, and grace, you know, and God just pours down. But for us to have that pouring down, we've got to have faith that it's ours, don't we? We have to have faith that it's going to be given to the person I'm ministering to. Or it's true, it is raining, but faith is like the, it's almost like, this is how the picture I see. Okay, so you have this plastic covering over people, over the world, over your neighborhood, whatever. And faith is the, what is that thing called? My son uses it all the time. A flamethrower, like in World War II. And all the plastic goes, and there's no plastic left. And all the blessings just come down. Because your faith destroyed the barrier between you and what God has done. And that's what he's showing me. And it's not the kind of faith where you're, it's not a drum it up faith. It's not, oh, I better say these words and confess the word. Okay, let's see, I confessed it 300 times today. I wonder if that's enough. It's not from there. It's actually from relationship. Do I believe he's a good God? Do I believe his word is true? And if I do, well, guess what? I'm going to have faith in it. And I'm going to receive what I need. And others will receive what they need when I pray for them. Because I have faith that he actually, it says that he is faithful and able to perform what he promises. But most of the time we don't believe it. I mean, I'm talking about myself as well. This is not a downer on all Christians. This is the truth. We live in a world that says, and I want it broken in Jesus' name. I want that broken. I want that bendable faith, you know. Oh, something happened and now I don't have faith. Oh, now I'm upset because I prayed that thing 5 minutes ago, Lord, and it didn't happen. Well, where are you anyway? That's how we do it. Our faith bends all the time. Firmness that is so crucial that we understand that the bad things happen from the devil. Because what happened, that's one of the reasons why faith is so bendable. Because what you're doing, you know, you've got your faith, you've said your word, you're declaring, you're releasing, blah, 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 whatever it is that you do to you know, allow him to bless you and for those things to come. And then something happens and you get this hiccup or you get this dip. And then there's this with most Christians, I mean, it's wonderful when Christians actually just go, oh, that's the devil. And that's the end of the story. We're not going to discuss it anymore when something goes wrong. But